Well, I've sacrificed my voice for a good night with friends, and it's a small price to pay. Good food as well. Not really much good drink because I'm driving and I obviously don't want to mix the two. I had a glass of wine earlier on tonight with the food. And the music was loud enough for just about all of us to be shouting each other's ears most of the night, catching up. It seems like ages since I've caught up with Phil Campbell, and that was really nice. Hedgewitch was there. A couple of people I hadn't met before, including Subwolf, which was really nice to meet him. I've heard so many stories about his and Phil Campbell's antics over in Area 51 and all kinds of other covert, mysterious, dark stuff that we can't talk about here in public. So yeah, it's nice to meet him. And I've got a couple of hours, maybe. Yeah, a couple of hours until I get home. So I'm going to take it easy. Try not to look at the multiple screens that are facing me. Not just the windscreen, which is protecting me from the outside world. The sat-nav screen, which is hopefully going to take me home without too much thought, via some form of coffee-based substance. The iPod that's recording this audio boo, which will be playing music in a moment. Oh, just drove past a prostitute. Must have been a prostitute. Unless everybody up north dresses like that. That might have been a really, really horrible thing to say. She might not have been a prostitute. But from where I am, those kind of clothes are a uniform for a certain type of job. And another screen, which is the other iPod, which is... I don't know what that does. Oh, yeah, that has Boxcar pinging up tweets. Just in the corner of my eye, I don't pay any attention to it. But in case anybody direct messages me, I can see that as I would do a text or a phone call coming in. And that's hands-free as well. Nothing on the road. Just a blue line on the screen that's set to nighttime mode, telling me forward ho and you shall be home. Yeah, I've got one of those warm fuzzy feelings inside after you've had some really good conversation.